Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Reno City Councilman Oscar Delgado joins us for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday. Trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome to the program for the first time, and we're really pleased to have you here, Oscar Delgado. He's a Reno City Councilman. Pleasure to have you here, sir.
Thank you for having me, Sam. So
let's start out with, as we're taping this, this is March 25th, yeah. And so this is the morning after the big bailout was announced. Actually, the big bailout was announced at 1 o'clock in the morning,
right.
East Coast time. Let me just get your initial thoughts on a $2 trillion bailout.
Yeah, you know, my hope is that, and I haven't read through all the details.
We're still Nobody has.
Yeah, so we're still getting a lot of that back in terms of how that's going to impact us here locally, especially within our own homes. But my hope is that there's been a lot of thought, a lot of thoughtfulness in terms of just lessons learned from the last time we were in a recession, which wasn't too long ago. But we definitely had taken away some lessons learned in terms of how being proactive as best we can, what it ultimately means for families in our communities, what it means to our families in our neighborhoods, what it means to those that depend on check to check and living on a check to check, and what that's going to the impact is going to be on our small businesses, especially the casinos and the revenue generators for our state. And so even at the city council right now, about 2-3 weeks ago, we've already had discussions about what that's going to mean to the ultimate impact on our local government and whether we're going to be able to move forward in terms of new hires for police, fire, all the deferred maintenance that we had was still catching up in terms of our parks and maintenance. And so we're going to be looking at that in detail. We have a little council meeting later today, actually, to start talking about what does that recovery plan look like. And so, again, trying to be as proactive as we can in terms of lessons learned.
Do you have any sense of when the quarantine might be eased, if not lifted?
Yeah, I'd say it's not for another few weeks, in all honesty, especially with respect to where Nevada is in terms of our testing currently. We're still very, very low on the totem pole in terms of the amount of testing we need to continue to do and catch up on. My guess is that there are still many, many, many people in our community that have that probably are carrying the virus that don't know that they are because they're asymptomatic. My hope is that we get those tests, the ability to test as quickly as we can so we can start to test as many of our communities so that way we can stabilize. But I really appreciate the governor's leadership in saying, you know, stay home for Nevada. Let's get through this. Let's flatten that curve as quick as we can, because that's the only way we're really going to get out of it sooner than later.
The Fed governors, as they've been talking over the last week or so, yeah. Especially one that was from Minnesota, who was on 60 Minutes last weekend, mm-hmm. Talked about aggressively flooding the markets with cash. That was the mistake in 2008, that the Fed did not move aggressively, they moved mm-hmm. conservatively, and that, in retrospect, was a mistake. And so, do you have a confidence level, as you talk to local bankers, mm-hmm. that there is going to be an easing of the regulations to be able to make these loans and get them to people?
You know, again, I'm not as informed about that there quite yet. That's something that we're going to be talking about here, if not today, in the next couple of days, in terms of what are the opportunities. Of course, we're opening the doors up to any opportunities to make sure that we stay relevant in terms of the economy and making sure that people have their jobs. We know ultimately at the end of the day, for me, it doesn't take much to know how much that's impacted on my personal life. You know, my mom works at the GSR. She's been working there since I was the MGM, and she's been laid off. And so that's a huge part of our community. It's a huge part of what we depend on. So any opportunities in terms of recovery and lessons learned, again, I'm sure we're going to jump on as soon as possible.
And I think you raised a really important issue, and I've kind of talked about this over the on the show over the last few years. As more and more people have said, you know, that tourism and gaming is a diminishing part of the economy in Northern Nevada.
Right.
In reality, as we are seeing right now, it actually is thousands and thousands of people.
Thousands. You know, I represent Ward 3, which is a huge part of the, I'd say, of our strong working class communities, which are your still in your service industry, the construction industry, which is still going. But we're seeing, again, watching that daily as things start to change daily and very sensitive to the overall economy. There's a bit of a chilling factor. We start to see our huge casinos go dark. That plays into the anxiety, plays into the community, plays into the quality of life of what we're seeing across our city. And so that's my hope is we'll, let's keep people home. Let's make sure they stay healthy. Let's make sure that they're informed with the correct information. And my hope is that through that, we'll be able to recover a lot more faster.
All right, let's take a break. More with Oscar Delgado when we come back.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Reno City Councilman Oscar Delgado. The other part of your life, apart from the City Council, right, is your work with the Community Health Alliance. Correct. What are you hearing so far from the Governor's Office?
You know, for me as the CEO of the Community Health Alliance, we provide such a wealth of preventative and primary care and behavioral care and dental care for our working class communities. And so for me, it was, again, upon myself to make sure that we're stable in the long term to provide that safety net for our community. So reaching out to the governor's office, and they've always been, very accessible and forthcoming, is understanding, too, as a government agency and what the economy is looking like, that they're going to take a hit. They're going to take a big hit. And so my direction is that, you know, Oscar, we got to hold the line as best we can, but the inevitable is that there's probably going to be some shortcomings here in the next fiscal year, and revising and amending some of the budget overall. But again, through his leadership and through everyone else's leadership and legislators, it's finding out and again advocating for those essential services for the community to continue moving forward. Community Health Alliance is an FQHC, federally qualified health center, so we are considered an essential business, an essential service for our community, to continue to move forward.
Okay, and so hopefully from this $2 trillion fund, there will be monies to come towards organizations like yours.
There are, yeah, absolutely. But is it enough? That's the question. And so, you know, as any nonprofit out there is constantly trying to figure out how to stay above board to continue the services we have, because ultimately healthcare is such an expensive service, and we're providing the healthcare to some of our most vulnerable, our working class community. So filling that void is always a challenge.
You've seen the news reports, as I'm sure everybody has, about Mayor Carolyn Goodman talking about, you know, the steps we have taken with quarantine and shutting down businesses has actually gone too far. And she speaks as an 80-year-old woman who is in, even though she's just recovered from breast cancer, she is in great shape. Do you agree with her stance, or do you think that the governor's stance is the way we should go?
You know, from a public health perspective, I fully support Governor Sisolak. There's no, and from what we've seen and what science has shown us and what research has shown us, is there's no better way than to quarantine and make sure we keep everybody at a safe distance and social distancing. And I understand the economy is also the health of our community. But if we don't flatten the curve sooner than later, then all we're doing is inevitably just pushing it out further and further, and it's going to be a slow, hard hit to the economy. So I'd rather take it on. Let's deal with it now in the immediate. Let's learn from what others are doing. Let's learn what science is telling us, and let's deal with the issue immediately so we can recover that much more quicker.
As you look at city government, and we haven't dealt with that on the program yet, are you anticipating cuts at this point in time? Because obviously, you know, you're not going to be getting those taxes in. I mean, the federal government has already said, you know, the April tax deadline has been pushed back to July.
Right.
Are you anticipating, and the city's budget director anticipating, big losses to the city's operating fund?
You know, at the moment, going into this new fiscal year, we're looking at just holding the line, staying stable. The way I'm interpreting now, the budget we're going to go into later today, actually, is seeing what my deferring further maintenance, maybe on projects that we thought that we can carry forward early on. Right now, it's maybe having conversations, those clear conversations with our union labor groups of saying, how are we going to hold that line? I do not want to see a layoffs. That's the last thing I want to see is our layoffs, because there's so much work to do. We're a growing community. We're almost, you know, we're over 250,000 population and still trying to catch up from the past recession. So I don't want to see layoffs. But having an open mind, being practical, having some really smart people at the table to start to dive into line by line item, to seeing what's essential, what isn't, and what can we continue to move and defer out are going to be part of the conversations. In addition to that, it's working with our private partners. You know, I've been able to do quite a number of projects in my ward, and we couldn't do that clearly only through the budget of the city. We had to work with our foundations and with our private partners in the community to make sure that we continue to move forward and provide services.
At this point, in your conversations with your union colleagues, do you feel a comfort level that they're willing and ready to come to the table?
Yeah, you know, at this moment, I think everyone's willing to have a conversation, and it's really having the numbers tell the story about where we are currently. Again, I wasn't too far along, far along where we were somewhat in a similar situation, and at that time, we were able to have some pretty candid conversations about finding compromises to make sure that we can continue to provide services ultimately for all the community.
All right, let's take another break. We'll come back more with Reno City Councilman Oscar Delgado after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Reno City Councilman Oscar Delgado. Got to raise this issue. There's been a lot of discussion, certainly in the media and on social media, about the fact that gun stores are selling out of guns, they're selling out of ammunition. In discussions with the police chief, are there concerns that if this quarantine continues to go on indefinitely, that social unrest is going to be an issue?
There's not been that conversation. Right now, my conversations with Chief Soto, and they've been limited, but the conversations there is that we are a safe community, crime rates are have been going down, and there's a constant information and a trust in the community that people will do right by what they have by right, but also as good, safe gun owners. The conversation with us constantly is to make sure that if you are a gun owner, that you're safely putting those away and you're locking those away and you're having the conversation with your family about what is it to be a safe gun owner. And I understand from talking to others on the community, there's a sense of anxiousness, a sense of being scared because of the situations we're in. And for me and all those in the community is please make sure you're informed with the best news outlets out there about what this is. And it's a virus. It's a health pandemic. It's not necessarily a violent wave for people to be scared of. It's just, you know, stay home. Stay home, be healthy. And that's what this is, and it'll pass. Now, if you stay home and you're constantly thinking about the health of you and your community, it's gonna pass us that much quicker. It's not necessarily a reason to start going and purchasing guns or feel as though you need a board up your house or anything else. That's not what this is. This is a health conversation of you just staying home and being safe.
Let's change topics here to another issue, but a very important issue, which is the Washoe County Lands Bill. Hmm. Congressman Amade has been working with various communities around the state to put together a lands bill. There's been a considerable amount of opposition from environmental groups toward the Washoe County Lands Bill. As a city councilman, you're faced with a situation where, you know, obviously housing is a huge discussion point. According to EDON, we need 5,000 new homes per year for the next 10 years, 50,000 new homes, 100,000 new people. But we're running out of land to be able to develop. What are your feelings on this?
Yeah, it's a complicated question, right?
I mean, of course it is. We have no simple questions.
Yeah, you have so many interested parties. Your conservationists, you have your, you know, that we even within those sectors, you have different parties. Even among land developers, you have different parties and different viewpoints. And so for me, what I thought was, and what I think the conversations continue to do is get as many people to the table, hear as many issues, hear as many the concerns, but more than anything, their ideas. And from what I've heard from the federal delegates is that if everyone's not signed on, then it's not moving forward. And so appreciate Congressman Amade's leadership, appreciate some of those that have been putting in a lot of work. And I haven't seen a bill come forward in front of me that where we have everybody where we've been able to check the boxes for everyone. So I know it's a conversation that's still ongoing. I'm looking forward to making sure that everyone's had their input. But as of now, it's still a work in progress. So look forward to see what we're able to achieve here in the next month or two, or if even that's part of the conversation considering the situations we're in right now.
So one of the issues is that people would like to see more infill into the city.
Of course.
But the problem with that is it's more expensive to be able to do it that way. Mm-hmm. People who are in favor of these lands bills are saying, hey, we've got the land, we're putting land into preservation, we're putting in wilderness, we're putting in all the things that the environmentalists want. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, they're, according to some, environmentalists just really don't want any growth. And I think that if we have no growth, then as a community, we would go backwards. And where are we going to put this additional 100,000 people that are coming, whether we like it or not?
Yeah, no, smart growth, right? It's about smart growth. It's about knowing that ultimately there is going to be growth, and are we doing it in the right places? And are we using science as part of that? And that's, I'm a big supporter of understanding, are we checking, asking the hard questions and getting the right data that's going to help us make sure that we are building correctly in the right places.
So what is the hardest questions?
For me, it's, you know, a lot of it in terms of, are we using the latest and greatest in data? Are we using old historical data and information that is not prevalent today, because we've known that environmentally things have changed.
All right, so now you're talking water, you're talking sewer, yeah. What area, or are you talking to all of it?
All of it. I mean, we look at North Valley, we're having issues related to infrastructure, and we were able to, and previously people have developed lands out there. Are we making sure that we're giving enough notice to build that infrastructure and what that cost is, and are we having those candid conversations with those developers and those community members? RTC, transportation. We know that we're building it to areas where there's not the right transportation associated with some of the average medium incomes of those housing developments that are coming forward. And is that the right place to build at? And so those are, it's not just infrastructure, but it's also the demographics for where we're allowing people to move into and provide the services for them. So it gets complicated in that sense. But yes, I'm a big supporter of infill. Again, it's got to pencil out, I understand, for the developers, and also it makes sense for people to be able to purchase or rent those spaces. And so we'll continue to have those conversations. We're having them now at the City Council daily. You know, we have those conversations, pretty candid conversations, where we're not able to find 100% about the solutions, but they're ongoing. And that in itself just elevates to the bigger, broader question of a lands bill. We need more land. And now in terms of what we're going to do with it is the bigger question. And that's where I have all these, there's all these smarter entities out there that are asking those tough questions.
Okay, so bottom line though, you agree that we do need more land.
Yes,
And you're in support of that.
I am.
So Lee Gibson was on the program, former head of the RTC for Washoe County, right before he stepped down. And he was talking about, as I asked him about the expansion of I-80, mm-hmm. And other roads mm-hmm. that are needed for the growth that we have in the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. And he said that funding is going to have to come locally. He's not anticipating that money coming from the government. Do you share that same view?
You know, that times have changed. I know right now construction jobs, development jobs are an essential part of where we're at the moment. My hope is, my understanding is, that we'll continue to push hard for some of those shovel-ready jobs as they come forward.
You mean from a federal level?
From the federal level, yeah, federal level, state level. Again, under Cecil Lack's leadership, we're able to move on the timeline a little bit quick with the Spaghetti Bowl project, and that was heavily, that was federal funds there, state funds there, in terms of how they're able to move funds around and get that project off and going.
But the completion date is like 2037.
Yeah,
it's
phasing out.
It's insane.
Out. We're starting, and Sam, you know as I know as well, as there's phases to that. The final completion is there, but we're kicking off already pieces to.
And thank heaven for that.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Obviously needed.
Absolutely. But I won't say that it's not all going to be local. There's going to have to definitely be a piece of us having to own some of that development, and it's also looking at who's creating that development to have a conversation with them as well.
Developers pay additional fees to get into that?
You know, and developers is a broad word, because there's also big businesses that are moving into the community that I think haven't necessarily played a bigger part in terms of what they can do in terms of helping us grow. And I'm talking about, you know, businesses that aren't necessarily only in Washoe County, but are definitely having an impact on the infrastructure in Washoe County.
So
make sure we have some bigger, broader conversations about all those that are part of that conversation. Yeah.
Okay, so this topic was up a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. Which was in terms of looking at Story County, for example,
sure.
Where they are generating a lot of the jobs, but they don't have housing, they don't have the schools.
Right.
They have stayed away from that. So are you looking at potentially to Story County to come up with additional dollars, or just the companies that are located within Story County?
I love to have the conversation with all of them. You know, we see the growth, we see the unintended consequences of that growth. And so now it's the realization that there is a direct impact. And so how are we all making sure that we're better for it? And again, that's going to take a number of people to sit around the table and have that candid conversation about saying, you know, we're not going to all be able to take that on as Washoe County residents. We've got to be able to share in some of those costs. Because again, to the point earlier today, it was, we're going to have to continue to defer maintenance on other quality of life, you know, services for our communities now. You know, for me, it's, if you don't have everyone at the table, then I'm going to have to look across the table to a family who I can't fix the slides that they have at their playground because we're deferring maintenance, because our tax dollars are going somewhere else to provide services for our overall community, which I think isn't fair. And so it's also important that people understand that.
And that's where we have to leave it for today. You opened up a whole bunch more questions here. So will you come back soon?
Absolutely. And this isn't my first time, because you interviewed me back in 2012.
2012.
During my first campaign, my first election.
I don't remember what I had for breakfast this morning. So if it's 8 years ago, then it's
I'll
a long time.
I'll never forget sitting with you, Sam.
Thank you.
Appreciate
and I appreciate it. That.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.